meeting at the Mapletown County Commission, Thursday, January 21st, 5 p.m.
Thursday, 21st, right?
Are you a new man?
No, I'm just not a brand new gentleman. I'm very careful about where I spend my time. I'm not trying to stay out of political.
Every other time I've been here, I'm a good man.
Oh, God. No, that was
there.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw him as the mayor, but he was signing the check for him. Right, Amanda?
I'm so
grateful. So she got paid, so yeah.
Who's
the life? We need to tell us.
What's on your agenda for Amanda?
You're both discussing fabricated.
So the other business like that you and I are going to talk about, yeah?
Yes, and then we're just going to talk about meetings after we address all this.
Okay. Well, if I could just tell you something, okay?
Okay.
Jason has land up behind by his mom and dad's house.
Okay.
Behind Jerry's den, is that right?
Yeah, to the south of the parents' house. Out in the house. So how do you access your land, Jason? It's going to have an easement coming in through their driveway. We're going to make the gate bigger.
Okay.
There will be an easement coming in there. The John Sutton, I've got a shed. I mean, west side of the shed, actually, yeah, on the west side of the shed, okay? So they've kind of got two access points on their inner property, right? In there.
Yeah.
Or one you're on.
On the map, it does, yeah. But where my uncle is more to the east,
okay?
Like a pretty long, that fits west.
Yeah.
His is on the east side, and then mine will be on the west side of that.
Okay.
To the east. Is your mom on the face? That spread?
That spread?
Your mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got friends at the house and everything.
Yeah.
So that's his land there, and then my easement would be to the west of my dad's and to the east of that big lawn.
Okay,
so his driveway is, it'll be this to the west.
Okay.
And you're looking at this, you're thinking about building a shop on that land?
No, we're actually looking at building a house on that land.
For tonight's meeting, you're looking at building or put something in where?
Just in my dad's shop there.
In your dad's shop.
And if it gets any bigger or I'm really making anything,
sure.
Then I'll move it elsewhere. But I'd like to be in a place that people can,
sure,
it's more advertisement, you know. I'm not ever going to be making a big mess or anything like that. It's more, it's kind of like a hobby for me right now.
Okay.
And that's like I told him, I mean, if it ever gets to be a big business, then I will go elsewhere. Just so I have the advertisement.
Okay. So, Jay, that was my thing is, you're planning on building some racks, like on top of the
town? Yeah, like throw that, I throw that for the roof.
Okay.
Just kind of. Like for an off-road enthusiast, right?
So, Brad, you got
to make this a smoking dog. And you know, quarantine, this is a lot of people go over to Morgan and Steve's.
They're probably down that way.
Stay downstairs. So, this would be Scott's house. And actually,
there's one more house. There's pasture and then there's
Yeah. And then I'll just kill, but then that would be for Jason Crapwell, though.
Yeah.
I'm looking for his dad then, and then, so he's got access then?
Yeah. And it is more closer to my dad than it is to Frick.
How much land do you got there, Steve?
A half acre.
Half acre?
And you're planning on building a home in it at some time, I love that. That's one of my plans, but it's on hold for a while.
We gotta get this business open up.
I gotta find a job now, so.
That's it.
So this is the thing from my understanding. And so, my deep proposal is that you shouldn't build a house here. And then this back has a job or something out there for them.
It's to the west of the job.
So people, you're doing business in there.
As of right now, I mean, it's, and like I say, it's not a business that's making money here. It's more of a tax write-off on me that when I was working with the money, but I just put the money in, so now I got a fine job that makes it. But like I say, if it's ever gonna get ready to work, I got a bunch of jobs. So that's my business itself. And that's my thing when you're in that residential area. Yeah.
Luckily, surrounded by family, and those are the ones you gotta watch out for. Towards Jefferson to the city limits, towards Manti to the city limits.
Yeah.
And so that's where, if you're going to build a business, that's where it needs to be.
Now, with the home occupation,
which the definition says it's primarily the office is in the home, and your phone call in the home becomes a, you can use a building that's already there, and still be called a home occupation. To build a new building for the government, not a home occupation, just by definition.
Well, and that's a lot of it when I do build my home. A lot of it would be in my garage, which is technically part of the home. But, like I say, if it ever gets to where it's actually making enough money that I can afford to put it elsewhere, I'm going to move it probably up Salt Lake or somewhere like that. But small, of course, you know.
So, how many, if this is going, you know, reasonably well, and you're happy with that story, how many people do you think would be coming to the business anyway?
Right now, nobody. I mean, maybe one. Do you think of one or five people or 50 people? Maybe one. But, yeah, I'm not. It'd be like a one or two people, maybe. And most everything I want to do is online. And not actually have the size, mostly online.
Build the product, put it online,
and print it,
and then ship it out.
That's what I would like to do.
And for me, that's something that I think you could probably handle within that building. Like, if you have to spend, you're going to have some metal company pulling up the thin line flat up there, setting metal off to you at some point.
Well,
and from
I get all my stuff from up north, and bring in the
we got that trailer, so I hate paying, shipping, and all that stuff.
Absolutely. So I understand drafts. Outdoor furniture, can you give me a little more on that, Jason?
To make transport to the back.
I just saying,
I love the band, your tuning,
okay.
Just little things like that. It ain't nothing real, really, man.
Okay. Like those swings that a lot of women build and they put out there.
No, not that big.
Okay.
Smaller.
Okay.
More of like a, you sit with your wife, kind of
crawled in towards your glass.
Okay.
And I have this little vehicle mechanic. This is the one on my left side of right through the roof.
I can understand.
I'll just be honest with you. Because I can actually get behind the building racks and the outdoor furniture and the things that you can pick up and keep in the shed and they're not sitting out on the road.
Yeah.
Or broke down and pulled there and left overnight, so you're going to have to work on that.
Yeah.
And
so I can follow everything.
Right. And so that's what I have in red flag with that.
But, and that's more. I don't know if that's real, because I don't really want to do that, I'm just trying to take a look at myself.
Okay.
More of what I want to do. But as far as mechanic, I actually thought when I first started this was like a mobile mechanic type.
Sure.
Right. Kind of like a handyman is when you go, okay. I don't want to make a trash thing out of it. I'm trying to clean up the yard, not making it.
Amen. That fits the town model, actually. So that's the great.
Mr. Bigger, what questions do you have?
Well, I'd like to see one thing that I've got to do to you, Jason, a little bit, is that just to really take off. I don't like to see things like that either, because I think it's a clean business. Doesn't make a lot of demands on our infrastructure. Yet, I'd like to see something like that go around here.
I would.
Because I know that it's a residential, but on the other hand, they're not listening to something that's trying to be a threat to a neighborhood. I don't see anything like that. Yeah. I just thought a lot about this lady, about on this planning and zoning. I think the town, I think it's a must. But on the other hand, I don't like to kill creativity either. The people want to create and do and prosper. If it was something that would definitely be a threat to people around there or like that, I would like to see a slaughterhouse going there like that. That's for sure. But this right here is something that cause water, though, I don't see any.
Well,
we don't see a lot of that,
so you might know it's something
else. You stretch your toes and help
on that.
To get you ready.
Anyway, I just offhand, I think we're going to have to be a little flexible here in the law and businesses to start. And like Jason said, if it really don't boom, and which I hope it does, then that he'd want to probably find another place they stand. I hope we'll do all the way again.
And that would be my suggestion, is I don't know if we can give any guarantees about what you can build in that back lot as far as him and other sort of shops that take
off. Oh, yeah, I'm not planning on. I'm not planning on making it really big. The main thing I want is to be able to build my house.
Sure.
Sure.
And that's why. Help build your house, you gotta build the product and make $90.
Yeah. And like I say, if my business ever becomes something, I'm gonna move it to where more people are gonna see it.
Yeah.
Rather than just when you're going hunting, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But luckily for you, you have the internet, and that's an amazing tool for advertisement.
That's what I'd like to do is just online sell and then just build the product. But like I say, if it ever gets so busy, I'm going to have to definitely get a bigger job.
Right.
And I don't want it there.
Right.
But I want that to be what it is, and I want to stay what it is.
So, Jay, questions that you might have for us?
Yeah.
I'm actually working on some building an oven to do that.
Is that something you're doing now? Yeah. Actively?
Well, not actively at all. I'm working on the process to get it started.
Okay.
I haven't got it in the process yet.
So you're really doing, you think, more or less that painting or powder coating with heat?
Powder coating with an oven to cook it.
With an oven or electric?
Electric oven.
So you're looking at more like furniture size?
Yeah, nothing. Right now I'm in the process of building a 10 by 6 oven. 10 foot tall, about 6 foot wide. Just like the bumpers are 6 foot long, and wider than the truck. So I just figured I'll build a tall oven to base them in, and then it'll all be inside the shop.
And you
bring down
heat
down the fuel? No, it's electricity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I did think about getting me to even induction?
No. We got a wood burning fireplace that we need to shop with.
Okay.
I mean, it's still not enough to put out the heat, the paint, but the powder coating needs to cure it. So, yeah, it just be electric.
So, home of charge?
Yeah, nothing. I'd like to know if that's enough to do a frame of the vehicle, but it ain't too big.
So I'm thinking about Jason, there's, you know, chemicals or the bigger products or anything that would be something that would be harmful.
No, powder coating is pretty clean. I mean, what residue does come, you sweep up.
So there's a list of things. How do we license? I mean, I'm thinking of Enfield Automotive is licensed under that. There's several things going on here. I'm wondering if we need to specify, like, because we've got vehicle mechanics, we're building things, the
all Eastern City, they did two different licenses.
So that was
a home occupation and then a tanning license. That's the way they do it. So I had to pay
twice
for two different licenses.
Okay.
Yeah. With the topic there, I know the governor is mentioning to our folks of the home occupation. I might have included that already, but I feel like it was like a home business. I don't feel like it's a home occupation. It doesn't fit our code here. Their home occupation is conducted entirely within the dwelling that is very odd and on the manner of the residing family. And it does not use any accepted building regardless of the grand license without permanent dwelling. So where the government is limited off, I think the we have to charge them a business license to be able to home business, but it's kind of bad for us to get as a home occupation.
Well, it's not the case. Where do you live? I live in Jonathan and my family.
Okay?
Who owns the building?
My dad.
Okay, so that's as I read this, I'm trying to wrap my mind around if there was an issue, do I cite business or do I cite owner?
No, you would cite business. Don't move my dad.
But he owns the building.
He owns the building.
Yeah, and the driveway. So there's a couple of things there that make you. Because I'm listening to video. I've got somebody that's creative and I'm just willing to. I mean, if there's anything this little town needs, tax base. And if the town can benefit from you selling the product and it's a manageable thing, I'm all for it. I love the idea. I've just had to make that fit within those boundaries.
And actually, if you can get whoever owns the merch to drop them by it. I wouldn't mind buying that, but they got to drop their price a lot.
Understood. Yeah, that's a tricky one. So that was something that I asked the committee here, if you didn't own the building, and what advances have been made as far as, hey, this is a sign that doesn't live in Mayfield, because that changes things if you don't live here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different thing, so we don't have a... not happening in your house, this is your dad's shed.
Yeah.
And so that's something that I have to have conversation about.
So we have a couple businesses that are licensed in where they don't own a home and we require that it's otherwise permission from the property owner. One of the good things around on that that you really will see.
Oh, yeah.
And not the property owner, and then they included a sign letter from the property owner saying that it's home business of their property.
That sounds like that might cover a lot of things. You have not too many restrictions on people trying to sell something here who are, you know, that family. Is that family a family member?
Right.
Ever since they had a zoning code, this is a lot of years now, was not to deprive people of the use of their land, but rather to make growth and change order.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And at the same time, clean up the junk yard.
To me, that's the purpose of a business license, you don't make any money on.
No.
Really. But it's a way for the town to maintain control and come up.
Yeah.
That's why if for any reason Jason got out of alignment and really just revoked his license, he just shut him down, and that's the purpose of a business license, so that a business has a lot of control on it, and you can't. It's just the way of the town maintaining some kind of control.
So I was done in a couple of situations that are similar. One is the baby Google Chief and family called.
Yeah.
Stories is kind of similar, which they don't match up exactly with what we're doing here, So we've given them what's called a conditional use permit. If you may have a license, here are the rules. If you break the rules, then you lose the license.
So, and I'm with Adam. The one thing that does make me nervous is I know the history of Troy's business up here is not the most favorable one. Yeah. It's not, and he's got a good business. Great service. It's in the back.
He does. Yeah.
So
he, honestly, he should be where he can get one out of that.
Yeah. He's off here and I'm not standing wrong.
Yeah.
And that's what we did with both of those, right? Was the location, it wasn't a lot of requirements. Here it was a little bit more so.
Yeah.
But the only thing that makes me nervous is the mechanic part, but I think we could solve that if Jason's willing to be called an off site mechanic engineer.
And that's what I intended. When I first rolled up everything, when I got my Utah State talent and all that stuff. And that I don't plan on hiring any people. I mean, my boy wants to work for me, but that's actually he got some job that supports himself, I can't do it.
So Jason, if you're willing to have a conversation, basically drop a document with your parents and say, hey, they know, well, I know, they don't even know you're going to do this, you know, but that would not be it.
And they know what I'm trying to do.
And then another thought would be the conversation you need to have with your neighbor next door to the west of you, because I don't know what, he says, this is gone, I don't know where you're at on his line, and he's
we got about a quarter acre in the
okay, so you got them great.
It's 120 feet
from the
other one.
Okay. So that might be something where you maybe at least have a conversation with
Josh
and say, hey, for his plan.
See, because originally I was going to build a house right in between the two there, and he freaked out.
Okay.
So, now we're, like you said, in time to water, we're dealing with it. So we moved in. I can talk to him, and that's no big deal.
Yeah, but just because I don't know right now, well, what one plan and how that would fit.
Well, and, you know, Fred's the owner right now, so I can say he'll be the owner in 6 years.
Right. Yeah, he may be.
Yeah. Want to sell it?
No, I won't sell it.
Back on that with the different items and things that you said,
sure.
We have a couple businesses in town, for example, they go by, they either produce Manhattan and the RV down. We could have got a license and go to one license,
okay.
But we move this on the
company
down. Okay. But this kind of shows there's a spot more, so it's kind of small. So this is Fred's line here.
Okay. I'm looking for Fred's line. Where's Daniel?
I don't know how many people are going to work from home or anything like that, probably more than one, but I think we've got to always look at having a viable community. And that's the thing that I know sometimes the planning and zoning and everything, we have to make some variances and so forth. I'm okay with that to quite an extent, not
you know, you just can't bend to your ruin. But we just need, you know, you spend a lot of money to get, you can fill your car up with gas and have a nice meal here. We can't do that now. I get that. What if somebody would buy that for you?
I don't know.
Yes, I don't want to be on that.
At this point,
I guess you don't have a certain amount of building going on. You've got to have maintain a viable community. We do it in a lot of ways. We've got things that are top notch here. You've always got to be looking down the road another 5, 10, 15 years.
I can see the point, and where you should have a motion to draw the conditional permit, use permit.
Yeah.
Then why don't we need that? Yeah.
I don't know what has to be in the way in the way of the motion on this thing. I'm ready to myself, I'm ready to just take some
bearings,
and tell it to go to work.
Whatever a good working business hour would be.
I don't think people would complain that it's so fit.
Fair enough.
And then, I mean, you could retain it and have a problem, right?
Yeah, as long as you maintain, you know,
okay, most noise is hammering and drumming.
DJ, you say? That sounds very gay.
That's very mean.
Okay.
I hate drumming in the
room. I know one thing that's always been an issue about street parking. They wouldn't want to be parking on Canyon Road. It's narrow now.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want to close any traffic.
No,
what have you.
That road already.
That's a great job.
So other things that we would require that they can provide 2 off-street parking spots, 3, 4, one. What do you think?
No.
They're getting used to provide a couple off-road parking spots.
Not just so when people come to your business to see the product or to purchase the product or to deliver content to your business that you could pick up or get or whatnot, so they can have a place to pull in. And that doesn't mean to be paid, that's just you've got a box on the scrap or what have you. Is that the way I understand
that? That's my intent.
Okay.
Other things that trying to control the size of it. I hope you're out there in 6 years.
I hope we live in a recreated state, so depending on how you market it.
I hope.
I would think maybe to have employees that you need to come back to the
community
and get
So here's something that I haven't really thought about. With your building, you can have an oven and a towel, and there's some things there as far as you got the power of this building to handle this.
So that's another thing. I'm looking to put some power into it. We have had power outlets in the past from when my dad built his house. And he's bought and paid for the power pole that the power goes to. Years, a long, long, long time ago, that they don't have no record of it. So I was going to run power into that shop and want to run it here for that too. So I don't know, do I need to?
I think what we need to do would be to have that facility building inspection.
Yeah, just so you're meeting code with what level of business.
We could go back to our life with some of that control.
Well, you can figure out the code with, depending on the type of equipment you're putting in with that oven, and you got to run some serious power through there and everything. Just so we don't let you get hurt and the building next to your parents' house goes up in flames and all that kind of stuff.
And that's something that I actually love how it. I mean, yesterday. So that's something that I'm looking to do with my rival. Because I'm running off there now. We kicked the breaker last night today.
Yeah.
How would you like that?
Every addition or improvement has to be according to code. More than likely, you're going to want signage on the road. On Floyd, we already had a couple of bills. We limited what was already there.
Well, when I wasn't planning on putting a big sign, mainly a sign when they build my house, just for the address or where I live my house. But I'm not planning, I didn't plan on putting a little sign out. Just maybe just a little training thing on the shop, but nothing.
Somewhere we've got a little, do you remember the sign? And then I know we talked about it when the first put the cafe over here and told people.
I'm going to say that there are options on the probably the time.
The signs
are limited to one non-5-inch sign not larger than an area of 2 square feet.
Oh, no.
Can you memorize that, Doug?
That's what that means.
You don't have your own?
Have you seen Dr. Campbell's new sign? Wow, that one's
right up. We did get to your name.
You can see a block earlier than that.
Amanda, did you get enough to judge?
Yeah, it's good. It's not like you're sad enough.
So that's a different one, Dan. Yeah, I don't know if we specified that next meeting.
Handing there and stuff, I can see the end on there, but the chance that it would really be more comfortable if it was outside.
Yeah, I
know. If you're going to do some of these lawnmowers or chairs that they sit in on the porch, I don't see that problem, but if you start to fix cars, I know.
That's my red flag, vehicle.
Okay. Yeah,
that's totally understandable.
What are we forgetting, Adam?
Well, yeah, you are, as long as we're careful with the sizes and any level of pollution and how that exists, whether it be through sound, size, all those things, keep your neighbors happy, keep it clean, and I'm kind of like Mr. Tudor. I wouldn't want to stand in the way of progress. So, as long as we're just following the criteria.
Does that any other restrictions or challenges?
I'm okay with that.
And Jason, and I think we'll have this listed there that in the event we see something, but we didn't talk about that. We're even being and talk about a certain level of concern or whatnot. So,
okay. Jason? Anything?
I'm pretty good. One of the questions was how are you prepping the material?
Yes.
How are you doing to wash it?
That well.
Too much.
And that's all we're going to show up. That's when we set up a little. So when I do it, I set up a little tank. So they do it in front of them, that way they don't go everywhere. And then I can sweep up the tank for the area.
I would think that number 3 on it is just for the description of
the. I agree.
So, do you know that inspector Freeman can be encouraging the condition?
Yeah. And that gives you an opportunity, Jason, if you have a concern, you can find it to fix that or correct it, and then if it's not within that timeline, then.
So Jason, there's nothing you want in there to protect you?
I honestly can't do anything with it. I mean
I
want to abide by the town as long as I want. Now this is what I want to do. As far as living, I want to try and get my business to where I can move it elsewhere. Here, if it gets that big. So.
And if this is a condition that is for the business, you're doing.
field we have that. Even though that's checking that we do with all the time.
Sure.
Make sure that it's working for
So, man, if you think you would go well, so, do you have a list of those things?
Yeah.
The list of their conditions, how it works?
We just follow the letter to the shopping owners, the noise rate activity limits, the office parking, the queue, and, any employees that are having to be addressed, but how they resolve it.
Yeah, the hiring employees will need to be evacuated to the fire community.
Okay.
And that's with the officer department. Then we'll just the queue. There's a million old vehicles sitting there right now that aren't even mine. But I'm trying to fix the wound in the way they're running, but I'm trying to get everything out of the way and clear it out and clean it up. But
I don't know if there's a pastor that he has done a lot of cleanup in that one.
Wonderful. I've been trying. I'm waiting for someone to come back.
Now, is that
okay? I think the mandate was before putting that in there again. Because Jason agreed to continue working on cleaning that field.
The improvement of the property.
So, are we requiring him to have two business licenses for the handyman or his off-site and then he's got your fabricated stuff in it?
Yeah. I would prefer actually to have the two.
Okay.
Because I want to do the handyman stuff too. So I want to try and set it up as a separate business eventually.
Okay.
But so you don't have
a tax number, so?
No, I only got one tax number right now, but
when I
set it up through Ephraim, they did the two just because of the mechanic parlors and stuff like that. They wanted it to be more of a bowl instead of at my house. Because where I was at, Ephraim wasn't going for commercial or anything, it was a residential area. So, and they had pretty much the same shape.
Yeah.
With the noise levels and everything like that.
You were saying about not taking all of the home.
Jay?
Yeah. Okay.
Appreciate it, Jason. Well, you didn't know yet.
I know they can't be a board member, because the board member is helpful.
They really need to get another person. They've got a better chance of getting their corn.
So we have Janet.
We got Janet.
And we need one more.
We need one more.
So that might be in the order of business with.
The fire on there.
Yeah. I don't know how we.
To have faith and have a alternate.
Okay.
I think you can do that.
Okay. We definitely have a conference with Wednesday, February 10th at 6 p.m. The meeting is, you just want to come in. You just want to meet with you guys and talk to them and get a feel for first stuff and meeting. So.
You say February 10th?
Yes.
I told them to meet you as of now.
Okay. I would advise that you have a date Mr. Council member
that
I think that that's a very delicate area. The BLM has neglected their own responsibility there, that they are to maintain the land that they control in perpetuity. And that's what they're charged with, is not to let that land deteriorate. And they have not.
Yeah.
We do a lot of training.
Right. I did.
Yeah.
That's
good. Actually, we have some training every year.
Do you?
Yeah, which is why I think kind of the open code meeting that is what we'll be reviewing there with me.
Well, there's a couple of people I really appreciate. Grant and Amanda, these guys are so passionate to do what they do. Hey, if you guys will get things going up, I'll be glad to.
I'm grateful for you guys for coming and being able to help us take care of this tonight.
I enjoy working with the committee that talks and don't get mad, don't have a personal agenda. I did improve for it. It's not that way. It's miserable.
Yeah, sure. It's just, you know what? It used to be with elevation meetings or so I dread. And now it's a part of the culture. We made our amends with Johnson and everything, and things get
pretty. I was working forward.
Yeah.
The boundaries are too old. You've been there, I've talked about you.
Over
the years, you're trying to get a school board and direction and administration that don't function civilly. And it's horrible.
I can hear you.
And it carries over, I think, even into the guidance of the school, I think it goes into the community.
I will make the motion to
We need a second.
Okay, let's hope.
Thank you guys so much.